Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
John, are you familiar with the name Jerry Maguire?
Show me the money!
You know that. You know who wrote that and produced that whole thing, directed that?
That was like the biggest hit, I think, that Cameron Crowe ever did.
Correct. He did Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
There's a big hit.
Well, it's Phoebe Cates again.
Yeah. I think Jerry Maguire was the biggest moneymaker.
Yeah, Almost Famous was a legendary movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was a young man, I worked in Hollywood for a while in the recording, in the record business. And we had a movie company, too, called Casablanca Filmworks. And I used to hang out. There's a 24-hour dry cleaners where all the artists would drop off their clothes because they were on tour. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a meeting place for people who like music and knew each other. And I ran into Cameron Crowe there one time. Mm-hmm. And I met him, and we would talk from time to time. And yeah, I think we ate lunch a couple of times, but you know, we weren't like real close friends, but I didn't know him. But he was just a young guy. He was younger than me. I was like in my early, I think I was 24, 25 or something like that. And he was like 18 or 19, and he was working at Rolling Stone magazine.
Jeez.
As a writer.
He's a really smart guy. He skipped a bunch of grades, they say, in school, so he graduated really early.
More importantly, he's a very, very nice guy. Mm-hmm. So who better to talk to him and interview him than our very own Brad Blanks?
It was at the last night, it was at the premiere of the David Crosby documentary that Cameron's helped craft. It's called Remember My Name. It comes out in New York City this Friday. It's fantastic. It shows the whole career of David Crosby. But it was exciting to get in front of Cameron Crowe last night.
How are you, mate?
I'm good.
Now, the essence... great to see you. The essence of the rock biopic. Is this a different one to some of the others you made?
This is kind of like cut out the middleman. Right. You're with David Crosby. You're alone. It's late at night. He's maybe had a couple joints, puffs. He's going to tell you everything. Right. That's what this movie is.
Take me back to that moment. We see it in the film, 1974, a young version of you. Can you remember that interview when you did it?
I was 16, and I really wanted to interview him. You know, I was a big fan of Crosby, Stills, and Nash and CSNY. He really opened up. He told me everything, answered every question. I've basically been interviewing him ever since.
Let's get to the great moment, Holloway Cleaners. What does this dry cleaning shop mean to you in Hollywood?
Wow, that's an amazing question. Are they closing or something?
No.
Holloway Cleaners is like, you know, it's like the whiskey a go-go for cleaning or something. It's like to meet and greet and maybe even get your clothes clean.
Scott Shannon and you, I think, had your first meeting in Holloway.
That's exactly right. So the epic event of Holloway Cleaners would be the union with Scott Shannon.
Can you tell me about how you knew about Scott at that stage in your young interviewing career?
Scott was kind of a legend already from elsewhere. And I think he had made a move in his career and was blowing up like crazy and was just completely fun. And he's rock to me. He's the sound and the feel of rock.
Gotcha. I love that moment of you standing there, maybe staking it out, because you saw his photo on the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
And he came in and...
That's right. There was a guy that worked with me and was just saying, like, Scott Shannon is coming to town. This is going to be amazing.
Right.
And then it happened all around Holloway Cleaners. Gotcha. And the amazing celebrity of Scott himself.
Well done, mate. Yeah, I love that rock history that you've done. And this film is fantastic. So
thanks, man.
You've softened the magic of this great David Crosby.
Cool, man. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I got to tell you what. He blew that up just a little bit.
I don't think he did.
I think that's great. Why not?
I mean, he was BSing you a little bit there.
No, you're a legend.
But we were friends. We did hang out a little bit. This guy, Robbie, was a kid behind a counter.
Of Holloway Cleaners, right?
Yeah. And he said, we saw one day we were in there, and this yellow Corvette pulled up, and this guy had Georgia plates, and the guy reached over to the driver, the passenger seat, and gets all of his laundry, puts it in his arms, opens the door to the Corvette, falls out on the pavement. And I'm laughing. I said, who's that, Robbie? He says, oh, that's Greg Allman. Oh, he comes in here all the time.
A little altered.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
David Crosby, a rock documentary. When you first watched this about yourself, are you emotional?
I thought so many things. The main quality that impressed me and the main reason I wanted to do it is because these guys wanted to do it honestly. They didn't want to do, you know, a shine job. I think there's value in me and I think there's mistakes in me. And I think our job was to show you that more honestly.
What about when you see the triumphs in there? You know, because there's sadness in it, but the triumphs when you look back on that, like, say, Woodstock.
You know, I've had a realization about Woodstock lately. You know what really happened there?
What?
Human beings were nice to each other for 3 days. Yeah. It was such a shock, it was such a joy, that it gave us all hope. And we're still hoping.
Still hoping. From a philosophy point of view, it highlighted a lot of your wonderful philosophies that you were on television saying as a young man. What were some of your favorite philosophies that came up that still resonate today?
Well, you know, I don't think we were wrong about any of the things that we believed. I think we believed that you know, equality of human beings, that racism is wrong, that democracy is a good idea.
Yeah.
That it shouldn't be that the corporations can buy the government. A lot of things I think we had right.
Can you make one up now for me?
Like, no, well, I'm not smart enough, man. I'm a guitar player.
In final words, do you think your old bandmates will see this documentary?
I doubt that they'll even watch it.
Do you want them to see it?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you so much, David Crosby.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.